Judges. Chapter 1. Now after the death of Joshua it came to pass, that the children of Israel asked the Lord Jehovah, saying, Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first, to fight against them? And the Lord Jehovah said, Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand. And Judah said to Simeon his brother, Come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with you into your lot. So Simeon went with him. And Judah went up. And the Lord Jehovah delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they killed in Bezek 10,000 men. And they found Adonibezek in Bezek. And they fought against him, and they killed the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adonibezek fled. And they pursued after him, and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his great toes. And Adonibezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their food under my table. As I have done, so God has repaid me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Now the children of Judah had fought against Jerusalem, and had taken it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire. And afterward the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites, who lived in the mountain, and in the south, and in the valley. And Judah went against the Canaanites who lived in Hebron, now the name of Hebron before was Kirjatharba, and they killed Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai. And from there he went against those who lived in Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjathsepher. And Caleb said, He who strikes Kirjathsepher, and takes it, to him will I give Aksa my daughter for a wife. And Othniel the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it, and he gave him Aksa his daughter for a wife. And it came to pass, when she came to him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted from off her donkey. And Caleb said to her, What do you want? And she said to him, Give me a blessing. Because you have given me a south land, give me also springs of water. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. And the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the south of Arad, and they went and lived among the people. And Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they killed the Canaanites who lived in Zephath, and completely destroyed it. And the name of the city was called Hormah. Also Judah took Gaza with its coast, and Askelon with its coast, and Ekron with its coast. And the Lord Jehovah was with Judah. And he drove out those who lived in the mountain. But could not drive out those who lived in the valley, because they had chariots of iron. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses said, and he expelled from there the three sons of Anak. And the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who lived in Jerusalem, but the Jebusites live with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. And the house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and the Lord Jehovah was with them. And the house of Joseph sent to spy out Bethel. Now the name of the city before was Luz. And the spies saw a man come forth out of the city, and they said to him, We ask you to show us the entrance into the city, and we will show you mercy. And when he showed them the entrance into the city, they struck the city with the edge of the sword. But they let the man and all his family go. And the man went into the land of the Hittites, and built a city, and called its name Luz, which is its name to this day. Neither did Manasseh drive out those who lived in Bethshean and her towns, nor Taanach and her towns, nor those who lived in Dor and her towns, nor those who lived in Ibleam and her towns, nor those who lived in Megiddo and her towns. But the Canaanites would live in that land. And it came to pass, when Israel was strong, that they put taxes upon the Canaanites, and did not completely drive them out. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, but the Canaanites lived in Gezer among them. Neither did Zebulun drive out those who lived in Kitron, nor those who lived in Nahalal, but the Canaanites live among them, and became taxpayers. Neither did Asher drive out those who lived in Akko, nor those who live in Zidon, nor of Alab, nor of Akzib, nor of Helba, nor of Aphek, nor of Rehob. But the Asherites lived among the Canaanites, those who live in the land, because they did not drive them out. Neither did Naphtali drive out those who lived in Bethshemesh, nor those who lived in Bethanath. But he lived among the Canaanites, those who lived in the land. Nevertheless those who lived in Bethshemesh and of Bethanath became taxpayers to them. And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountain, because they would not allow them to come down to the valley. But the Amorites would live in Mount Hirs in Aijalon, and in Shalbim, yet the hand of the house of Joseph prevailed, so that they became taxpayers. And the coast of the Amorites was from the going up to Akrabim, from the rock, and upward.